Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day.
There's no hope.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We all know what's going to happen to the Cowboys ahead of time, and you'll be chronicling it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If they're healthy, you watch. They might not lose a game.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Earlier on the show,
ESPN college football analyst Ryan Leaf. Seahawks ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes.
Still to come,
actor and comedian Billy Gardell. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. We just had a great hour number two talking with Geno Smith, quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, and also with Mina Kimes of ESPN. She just left our studio. Billy Gardell is arriving, the diehard Steeler fan and star of all those fun, terrific television shows that he's been on, including Mike and Molly, and now Bob Hart's Abishola on CBS. He'll be here in studio in about 18 minutes' time, and I will say the dreaded eight-letter word to him, as it is a four-letter word to everybody in Pittsburgh, apparently, Acrisure. That'll be great. That's coming up on the program. Chris Brockman and Jay Felly.
Hey, Rich.
Or as Ryan Leaf called you, Heller, in hour number one. I caught that. Didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
Right now, but it's okay. All good. If you missed that, it's on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisenShow.
Rich
Eisen Show.
So close.
Yeah. And TJ Jefferson, good to see you over there, sir.
Good to be seen, Rich Eisen.
All right. Before we get to your burning questions, Chris Brockman, you have been counting down from 32 all the way up to 1, your power rankings,
top
preseason
10,
power
baby,
rankings.
Let's go.
We have now entered the realm of the top 10, and you have a burning question surrounding each and every team. We'll get to 10 through 6 in a moment, but let's go to phone lines. Folks have been kind to hang on and wait to talk to us at 844-204-RICH. Let's give another shot to our friend who called in from Japan. Zach, are you there in Japan? Uh-oh. You there, Zach?
I think he fell asleep.
Okay,
is he
there
asleep?
He goes. So let's what is happening?
Is he doing a bit, or is he,
I don't know.
Did he really fall asleep?
We're unfortunately done with Zach in Japan. Unfortunately. Jack, unless it is.
It's 3 in the morning there.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's literally 3 a.m.
Well, let's put it back on. I won't even say if he's there.
He may have actually.
Oh, let's listen in. Is he there? Zach, you there?
Zach.
Hold on.
He legit fell asleep. It's 3 in the morning.
Don't hang up. Just let the phone.
Keep it going. We'll check in with
Zach every now and then.
Okay. This is incredible.
Put him back on hold. That's a first. We've been at this almost 8 years. This is incredible.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Is he snoring? My man's got the phone up to his chin.
Yeah, he's got a little apnea. Let's let him get through. Let's let him get through his REM state. We'll check back in a moment.
At least we know he's alive.
All we know is Jack in Colorado. All you have to be is awake, and you've got the best phone call of the segment. You there, Jack?
Yes, Rich.
Hey! Good afternoon, Jack. How are you today?
Good afternoon.
What's going on?
I will say you had a better Saturday than me being a Colorado State graduate.
Oh, yeah, man. I hear you. I'm a happy guy, I'm sorry to say. But what's on your mind today, Jack?
Yeah, my question to you was about Russell Wilson as a good old Broncos fan. Curious about his claim saying maybe 5 years, 10 to 12 in his introductory press conference. But how much does that hold weight, do you think? Do you think that he can last that long?
Of course.
I know with Aaron Rodgers and Brady, they're more pocket passers. So
of course. I am very bullish and high on the Russell Wilson acquisition by Denver. I mean, he was the number one quarterback available, and the sweepstakes were significant for his services, no question about it. And the Broncos won it. And why wouldn't you want to win his services? Because he's still a young man, certainly in now what is becoming an older man's game at the quarterback position, which we never thought was possible. He's 34, and he is a division-winning machine in his career, and he's also a making the playoffs and making sure you win a playoff game machine. It's just a new spot. It's a new spot, a new place with a new team and new teammates and a new head coach who's never done it before with a new system and all of that. And I think it will take some adjustments, which means I don't think he will win a division that's the deepest in the league, which is why I'm taking another team other than the Broncos. So put it all together long term. What a major stroke this is for the Denver Broncos, certainly when they were on the sailing block too. I mean, you get a new owner, you say you've got to face the franchise. It's one of the best to have done it in the last 10 years, and he's got maybe another 10 years to go. Sold, you know? I believe it.
Yeah, I just think, you know, the injury was a fluke with his finger, but he definitely has problems. Oh, yeah. As a Broncos fan, I want him here for 12 more years, but we'll see.
We'll see. Thanks for the call. Greatly appreciated, Jack. I mean, we had Geno Smith on before. Geno, as we all know, got the start last year when Russ hurt his finger, snapped a consecutive start streak of 149 straight games. And Geno is the guy, I guess, that's he's a streak snapper. Don't forget, he's the guy that Ben McAdoo turned to in, what was that, back in the day, 2017, when Eli was 2-9 for the Giants. And he's just like, okay, Eli, 210 straight starts, you're sitting. I don't know how John Mara let that happen.
All right, in a million years. Let's go back to Zach.
Yeah, that's all right, everybody be quiet. Put him back on.
Zach, are you there?
Zach, you there?
Zach, wake up.
Zach, wake up.
Hold on.
Zach, wake up. Zach, it's the Rich Eisen Show.
This is insane.
Yeah, is that his air conditioning in the background?
I don't know, Los Angeles. This is the weirdest thing we've ever done. Joseph in San Diego. It's not creepy. We're not creeping. Joseph in San Diego. Let's take him. Line four. What's up, Joseph?
Rich.
What's going on, brother?
Unlike that guy from Japan and Zach Wilson, I'm ready. Just wanted to let you know that.
Okay.
Well done.
I want to talk about the AFC West, and I want to attempt to save you from the Raiders cliff you're so precariously teetering on at the moment.
Goodness gracious.
Attempt.
Okay.
So I think all these teams are very good. They're going to be very competitive outside the division. I'm thinking they hover around 7-4, plus or minus a game.
Mm-hmm.
So in division is going to be really important. I'm not sure the Raiders' defense can hold up against the other offenses. And it's also worth noting that I have no idea how good the coach is going to be.
I don't know. So let me just hop in here. McDaniels, I think, will have a second act that will be successful.
I agree.
Absolutely think he will know whatever happened in Denver previously, and he was young and brash, and it's a different guy showing up. And then secondly, let me just ask you a question. The best way for a team to stop an offense, to make sure that they don't put too many points on the board, what would just be, just off the top of your head, the most important way to stop that offense?
We would need really good DBs.
Well, how about this? You know, and then let me continue leading the witness. The best way to help your defensive backs would be what? How would it be?
Well, you'd probably need a run game.
Pass
rush.
Yes, indeed. You can't get the ball to a wide receiver that might be difficult to cover with your less than cornerbacks if the quarterback is on his ass. And Max Crosby and Chandler Jones are coming to hunt. And we'll see what happens. Thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. That's it for me. I'm going to keep on keeping on. And by the way, you know, for somebody who's now come up with 10 things I've been trying to talk myself into this year, tomorrow I want to go through all of those 10 things before the season starts. I had 5 of them in June and 5 of them last month, or earlier, or later in July. I don't know when the other 5 items I was trying to talk myself into. Last part of that bunch was Kevin O'Connell is going to unlock Kirk Cousins. How many people have you heard, sir, in the last few days, gents, on that Viking train? Lots of people.
I'm about to be on it.
I was the one who was stoking that engine with a little bit of coal.
I got to be honest, though. I've got three good friends who are Vikings fans, and I sent them the clip last week.
I know, and they're like, lay off.
They were like asking if you got drug tested before.
Let's see how it goes.
Well, they know the trapdoor. They're a trapdoor fan base, too.
And they are all, and it was all negative towards their quarterback. All three of them said the same thing. It was.
I can't get out of my head what Daniel Jeremiah said about Kevin O'Connell is that he's from the McVay Shanahan system, and every single one of those coaches must pay fealty to Kirk Cousins. They all look at him as the perfect quarterback for their system, right? Don't forget, man, when Niners acquired Jimmy G, when Brady either did or did not order the code red in New England at that trade deadline all those years ago, and they acquired Jimmy G in that trade deadline, and the idea was they're not going to trade for anybody because they're just waiting for Cousins to become available because that's who Kyle Shanahan wanted, right? Don't forget that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Chris Brockman, not only has your 10 burning or 30, one burning question. Okay. I'll start again. Chris Brockman.
Thank you.
Not only has your burning question segment caught fire amongst our fan base and our YouTube page and everybody, where you are ranking the teams 1 through 32 in the NFL and counting them down from 32 to 1 with a burning question for each team attached. Not only is that caught the fancy of our fan base, it's caught the eye of Westwood One Ad Sales.
All right.
This one's sponsored, sir.
Let's go.
You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One, which brings you Chris Brockman's Burning Questions, 10 through 6.
Brockman's Burning Questions.
That's the fire. All right, Christopher, music, please.
I don't know why I do the Night King thing.
It's wonderful.
All right. Shout out everyone in the YouTube comments who I know will be positive and supportive. Number 10, the Indianapolis Colts, guys. Indianapolis Colts. I do like them to win this division. And my question for them is, does Matt Ryan have a Brady Stafford-type season in him? Older quarterback going to a new team immediately takes him to the Super Bowl. I don't think the Colts are going to go to the Super Bowl, but I do expect them to make the playoffs and probably win a playoff game. And so does Matt have that in him at age 36?
The Colts tried this with Phillip Rivers a couple of years ago, but Phillip was his needle was pinning a little bit more towards E than F. And we'll see if Matt Ryan could do it, because boy, do they have that MVP candidate in a running back in Jonathan Taylor. And, you know, the rest of that defense with Shaq Leonard. And the rest of them. Best offensive line Matt Ryan's played in front of, I think, you could say, in his career.
Yeah.
And if the weapons can shake loose and Ryan have that type season, I think your burning question's spot on. That's number 10, huh? Colts
number 10.
Are top 10.
Number 9, we were just talking about this team, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Vikings. I'm sucking down the Viking juice this year. I'm really high on them as well. And as always, Rich, you're going to notice a theme in the 10 through 6, guys. In the big games, which Kirk Cousins is going to show up? It's really plain and simple. This team is going to ride or die with the quarterback.
All right. Instead of the burning question, I must ask you the question. 9 for the Vikings. 9.
9. They have a really good roster. They have one of the best offenses in the NFL. You could say they have the best wide receiver. You could make a case they have one of the best running backs. And when Kirk Cousins is on, don't forget, guys, he had a really good statistical year last year.
You have already named every AFC West team not named Kansas City.
Correct.
So you have the Vikings as the second best team in the AFC West if they were playing in it. You've got them above the Chargers,
yes.
Raiders, and Broncos on your list. You're very high on the Vikings.
Very high on the Vikings.
Look at
very
you.
High
on the Vikings. Okay.
Very high on the Vikings.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 8, I think this team does win the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles, and it comes down to the quarterback as well. Will Jalen Hurts be the quarterback the national media and fantasy experts think he can be. He's very high on every quarterback. If you haven't had your fantasy draft list yet, you're going to notice that Hurts is really high up. A lot of these experts think that he can be amazing this year. Of course, they went out and got A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith. They are loaded with offensive weapons for him. And can he do it? That's the question.
That is all about the Eagles because the roster is loaded and they drafted very well. I love the addition of Gardner Johnson. Late in the game, I think they do win the division, and it is a Hurts related question, no doubt about it.
Yeah, kind of like I said, all about the quarterback.
Here we go.
Number seven. Now I think this team can win the AFC North. I don't know if they're going to, but I think it's going to be neck and neck with the other team, and I'm giving the other team respect because of what they did last year. Number seven is the Baltimore Ravens. I think they are going to be really good this year, and it just comes down to how long will Lamar's lack of a contract continue to be a thing. Mm. And look, they can say after week one it's not going to be a thing, but it is going to loom over this team all season long.
I don't think so.
I respectfully
don't think so.
Disagree.
I know you. I know you too, since that's your burning question. I get it. I hear you. I'm pushing back. I'm saying that Lamar's a different... Everyone says he's a different cat. I think once this thing hits an impasse and he's like, that's the deadline, we could keep bringing it up. Are you upset that there's no contract? Are you accept this? I think it'll just be in his rearview mirror and off he goes. And maybe it'll be a relief to everyone else there that it's not being brought up in every conversation. Because it will be brought up to him in every conversation that he has when he sits down for any national television partner. If he's kind enough to call back into this show, it will be asked of him. I don't think it's going to mean a damn thing, but you've got him pretty high on your list, man. Seven.
Yeah, just look at what they had last year. I mean, statistically, analytically, it was the worst injury season maybe of all time. So
maybe the most unevaluable team outside of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So you just consider what they have all coming back. You got Lamar kind of with this big chip on his shoulder, and so to speak, with the contract. You know, he could have another MVP type season, and if he does, they're going to be really high the whole year.
Number six.
Last one. They are at this number just because of what they don't have anymore and kind of the unknowns offensively. I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, we know Aaron Rodgers is spectacular, back-to-back MVPs. My question, will he be able to conjure up magic to make chicken salad with this offense? Because it is really kind of an unknown at the wide receiver position. We know that Aaron Jones is great. We know that A.J. Dillon has great in him.
Their defense is remarkable,
and then the defense is very, very improved. So, weirdly, it's going to be kind of on Aaron Rodgers to kind of will this team to another 12, 11, 13 wins. So, we'll see.
And bubbling beneath the surface is Rich Bisaccia fixing the problems that really sunk him.
In the playoffs, special teams, for sure.
You know? Yeah. So, that leaves, if I'm not mistaken, Bills, Rams, Chiefs, Bucks and Bengals, your top five.
Correct, top five.
All right, we'll just find out tomorrow what the order is. Fantastic, well done. That's Chris Brockman's burning questions as he's counting down the top teams in the NFL with a burning question attached to each. We'll take a break and can't wait to get the answer to this burning question for Billy Gardell. What do you think of Acrisure Stadium? Nice photograph. Look at him right there. Like the captain. We'll be his Tennille when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit with Billy Gardella, Bob Hart's Abishola, premiering Monday season 4 on CBS on September the 19th. It is great to see you, man. You look awesome.
Thank you, brother. I went from a young Jackie Gleason to an old Paul Newman. You know what happened? I look like the color of money. I'm back.
That's right. So. The color. You do have that mustache
Big tan sunglasses.
You do?
Let me get a pair of those. My wife will love that.
Oh, my gosh. How much have you dropped?
130 pounds. Yeah, wow. Thanks. Yeah, I had to make a change, man. That first I got type 2 diabetes, and I was on medicine for that. And then it's in your head. And I struggled with my weight my whole life. But when COVID hit, I thought that could have been the end of me. No joke. Because when they pulled up that list of, like, conditions, like, yeah, you know, overweight, asthma, smoker,
diabetes.
You know, I had everything except over 65. Like, mm-hmm, I was across the bingo card on that. And that thing was outside doing push-ups looking for me. So I told my wife, we make it through this and they get a medicine for this thing, I'm going to make a big change in my life. So I did, man. I faced down. I went and had that weight loss surgery, which I'm not telling anybody they should do that. That was just what I needed to do because I had gotten so big it hurt to exercise. And so I did it. I did everything they told me to do, and I follow it daily. And mm-hmm, it's a new way of life. It's weird. The fatty brain is still in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a constant hostage negotiator between my little tiny stomach now and my brain, because my stomach's like, we could probably eat two more pieces of that, and my stomach's like, no, we're full. And then my brain's like, well, we've never listened to him before. Why are we starting now? So I still have to do that, but it's been such a gift, man. It's I feel like I'm free.
Yeah,
I feel like I got free of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, you know, when you get over 50, you start doing, and I know you know this, when you have kids, you do that dad math.
Yes.
Like, if I can live to 75, then he'll be 40. And you start thinking about, like, how can I put some miles on the clock? So
right,
that was what made this decision.
I just got a new car, and my son loves it so much. My 11-year-old son loves it so much. Right. He said, Dad, can I have the car when you're done driving? That's what he said to me.
When they take your license from you, Dad,
that's what he said,
and you're not allowed to use matches, can I drive your car?
When you're done driving, and I'm like, holy crap.
Well,
like,
now I got to ask, can I ask what kind of car it is?
We'll talk about
come
it.
Come on. What's about
no,
it?
No,
come
no,
on. It's a you're nice, a humble guy. Say
it. It's a nice electric vehicle.
Oh, you want electric?
I want electric, yes.
You want I can't do it yet. I'm working on it. My wife wants electric.
Okay.
I'm still gas. I got to hear the car when I turn it on. I'm a hot rod guy. I never know when the hell the car's on. It's
I don't know. It's 105 degrees here, Billy.
I'm working. Hey, listen, man. Yeah. I filled the pool in. I'm doing my part. I got fake grass. What do you want from me? Can I have my car? My wife got that electric Mustang, and I never know when it's on.
Need to hear it coming.
Is that on? Does it have a vroom vroom noise? Is there an app for an engine that I can know that that's on? So,
Billy Gardell here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, brother, let's jump into it.
Yeah, man.
Mitchell Trubisky on Tuesday.
Love it.
Name the starter.
Love this kid. Absolutely should be the starter. Three reasons. One, he's tough.
Mm-hmm.
He played with trash in Chicago. There was nothing around him in Chicago. So one, the kid knows how to run for his life. And he can, which is going to bode us well because the Steelers look great except for that offensive line. Their nickname should be Swiss cheese. There are holes everywhere, and they're tragic. However, I think there's time for them to glue, and I think Trubisky can give them that time. Two, after playing a tough time in Chicago, he went up to Buffalo. I think he probably got some of that winning culture on him, the mm-hmm, way they do things up there. Plus, with a name like Trubisky walking into Pittsburgh, I mean, come on. He's a suit made in heaven. I think he's going to be fine, and that'll give Pickett time to settle into what the future will be.
I thought it was interesting that Tomlin upgraded him over the weekend from 3-2 because I thought, okay, makes sense to put Trubisky 1 and Mason Rudolph 2 when you're going to Cincinnati to start the season. Like,
right,
what if Trubisky gets jarred for a moment? You might as well have an old hand who's seen this and been there and done that.
And then
week two is Belichick coming in.
Well, of course. But I think the thought behind that is, hey, maybe we keep the new car third.
Yes.
And then we put the car that we're using right now out front. And then we got the jalopy if we have to throw, you know, Mason into the war.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he's seen some action. So I think they want to protect Pickett. But I think Trubisky's going to be fine. I really have a lot of faith
What's your definition of fine?
I say 10 wins. I think Steelers pull 10 wins and possibly a playoff spot.
That's the issue, is 10 wins. I don't know if 10 is going to get you home.
These days, right?
Yeah. Well, the AFC West might beat each other up, or you're going to get three teams that have 11 dubs.
Right.
And then, you know, that's a problem. And then you think maybe somebody else can have another 11-win season. Maybe the Ravens are just as good.
I think the Ravens have fallen off a little bit. And, you know, Cleveland takes care of itself. We don't even have to play them.
My gosh. That is, you know,
so bad.
In case anybody wants to, maybe just like the sound of your voice doesn't somehow convince that you're a real big time diehard Steeler fan, I do want to say this, and you had made mention to it when I went and I saw you in our green room. that you are the only guest in the history of this program to say, I can't make my appearance today because I lost my voice at the Browns game screaming at them.
I called you the day before, too. I thought, I'm on the outs, man. I thought it was blacklisted.
I thought it was blacklisted. You actually went up in my book. I am more than happy to fill that segment last minute because I heard it in your voice.
It was bad.
I heard the passion. I heard the scratchiness, the throatiness.
Yeah. I sounded like Tom Waits when I called it.
Rich, I don't think I'm going to be able to make the show.
It was worse. I'm like, oh, God, are you okay? Are you sick?
But I felt bad. This is one of my favorite stops, so I felt bad. I couldn't come. I thought McConaughey would have my seat again.
Dude, I'm telling you. You're just a diehard. You only know one speed when it comes to this. 100.
I can't go. Well, I can't go to the games and not be involved. I lose my mind at home. So when you're at the game, that intensity, that'd be like you going to the big house.
Yeah.
You're not holding back. You can't. No, right. It's infectious. It's in your blood, you know. You just want to be with the crowd and those moments and then there's nothing better than screaming obscenities at the opposing team.
Certainly if they're the Cleveland Browns.
Not above that.
Is that number one?
Especially.
That's number one.
I'm from the original timeline, so Cleveland's who I hate the most. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's like a half a game back. I give them about a half a game back. Yeah,
and the Browns
the Browns are the Browns. If there's a bad decision to be made, you can count on that front office, can't you? Huh? What's the worst possible thing we can do here, fellas? Hey guys, we were in the playoffs. We're gonna have to break that up. Just count on they take care of themselves. You don't have to worry about them. That's the sweet thing about it.
Yeah.
Although I like the city of Cleveland. I do. I actually enjoyed playing there, and we had a lot of fun with the crowd back and forth. You know, I would purposely tell Nick, who runs just a great comedy club in Cleveland, mm-hmm. and he said I would make them say from Pittsburgh, Billy Gard, just to get the crowd booing before I walked out on stage. Not the brightest guy, but still fun.
So, of course.
Yeah, it was a good interchange.
You could see it whenever there's a Steeler that goes into the Hall of Fame. And they take over Ohio. There's a lot of eye rolls.
Well, it gives me great pleasure that there's a wing of Steelers in Ohio. And, you know, the Browns have like three or four in there. That's how it should be.
The Steelers wing in the bus
room. We have a wing. Yeah, right. It's pretty amazing.
I know. When Polamalu went in after the pandemic and he showed up, he had COVID actually, and it looked like he might not be there to make the speech, but then he did. The terrible towels in the stands are just
We travel well, and I think it's because when our city shut down from industry, when all the steel mills closed, it became a college town. They very smartly said, okay, well, we got colleges, let's be a college town. And then since then, they've built a medical community and a film industry, and they have a very green footprint in Pittsburgh now. But they're great at evolving, but I think people got their education there and then moved out because there wasn't a lot of jobs. So you got these Steeler fans sprinkled. Every away game I go to the Steelers, we take up about a quarter of the stadium. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, Cincinnati has ads on usually, and I bet they're doing it this week. Please don't sell your tickets to a Steeler fan. Please don't, because they know we're going to show up, you know, and I love that. I love that we're mobile.
Billy Gardell here from Bob Hart's Abishola on CBS Season 4 premiering on Monday, September 19th. We'll talk about that in a second here on The Rich Eisen Show. I have a word that I'm going to mention to you. It's like I don't usually do word associations.
It's like a Winter Soldier thing.
This is
going to activate me. All right, go ahead.
I think this is a triggering word. I've been told by many people who are Steelers fans this is a triggering word, and the word is acrisure.
It's awful. There ain't a Yinzer in Pennsylvania that's going to get that name right. They'll be calling it ambisol and aerosol, and no one's saying meet me down at Akris. No one's going to say any of that. Look, I get it. It's business. But they're going to refer to it as Heinz. If that company, which is a Michigan company, wanted to expand in Pittsburgh, I think the move would have been to say, how do you say it? Akrisure? I can't even say it. Akrisure?
Akrisure. Let me call it up to make sure.
I think that's it. Akrisure. But they should say... They should have named it, Rocky Blyer said this, they should have named it Art Rooney Stadium, brought to you by Acushur. Because then it would have been a friendly, like, wow, this company came in, they paid the leasing rights and they gave a little nod to the city. But I don't know about I don't see Yenzer saying that.
You know, whenever,
I see us getting that wrong.
All I know is that, you know, Acrisure is like the name of this company that when you read their description of who they are,
right,
you still don't know what they do.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was a deodorant at first.
You know,
doesn't it sound like that? Are you sweating?
Let me
use Acrisure. Like, what? What are we doing?
Oh
here?
My God. So let me just read to you what it says here.
All right.
I'm reading to you. It's an insurance company.
Okay.
Right. Acrisure is a financial technology and insurance company. The company was initially created to acquire insurance companies and has since expanded nationally with intelligence-driven financial services solutions for insurance, reinsurance, real estate services, cyber assurance services, and more. Do you know, like, do you have something in your life where you would call to figure out what that is?
I don't
you
have know? Any of those things. I don't know what
But ketchup, you understand.
Ketchup I got. Heinz, not Hunt's. It's the difference between Ohio and Pennsylvania. They're eating Hunt's ketchup and drinking Pepsi. They got it backwards. It's Heinz and Coke. These are simple fundamentals in life, Rich. Simple fundamentals.
Maybe that's why folks in Pittsburgh are kind of losing their minds
over
this
Pittsburgh,
thing.
But eventually it'll get to this. The Yenzer settle will be, well, what do they call whatever they want if we can get another offensive lineman? That's how I feel about it. So, you know, whatever.
I wonder what they've done with the ketchup bottle that they took down.
I think
that's a mystery. Where is it?
I love to think that there's some Yenzer that has those in his backyard. You know what I mean? Just some dude's like, yeah, I got these down the stadium. Chucky helped me put them out back. We're going to fill them with Kool-Aid.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be all right with me.
I think I heard that they're keeping them in the park somewhere. They're going to sponsor the Red Zone or something.
I don't
something,
see how they couldn't. I mean, that was such a great staple. Yeah. So, and I mean, it's so indicative of the area.
By the way, great use of that, because that people here in Los Angeles losing their minds that the downtown,
what
it's
is
not
it,
Staples.
Crypto now
it's crypto.com. Don't forget the .com.
Crypto.com.
Yeah,
now, do you do the cryptocurrency?
No, sir. No, sir. He does. That guy over there does.
You doing that? That's why working out for you, Brock.
That's why he's got a shirt with a hole in it.
I have a little bit. I did sell some before the
crash. Did you dabble?
Now, which one did you do? Did you do Bitcoin or did you do...
What'd you dabble?
Yes, all of the above. I'm in all of them.
You're all of them?
Yeah, I was in a bunch, yeah.
You know you have a child. You have to think about it.
I know. Hence why I don't have them
anymore. Can't be betting on fake money, all right?
That's
We're not ready for all
he's
that.
He's driving around like a Flintstone using his foot, his feet at the bottom of the car to make it go.
It hasn't been great.
Makes that noise for you.
At least you can hear my car, Billy.
Oh, there's well done. Oh, that's
good
a callback.
The man has a good point.
That's a callback. Oh, my gosh. So tell me about your show entering season 4 and why you think it has been so successful, Billy.
You know, man, I gravitate to things that have heart, and I gravitate to things that set an example of love and tolerance mm-hmm. without preaching love and tolerance. I always think an example is better than a speech. And this show came about in a really organic and wonderful way. I got an email from Chuck Lorre and your friend Bob Broder
mm-hmm.
and Peter Roth, who was still running Warner Brothers at the time. They said, we have another show for you, and we need a guy with some heart that'll bring this home.
This is after Mike and Molly.
This was after Mike. And I thought that was it. I thought, you know, I got my ticket stamped. And, I mean, who gets two back-to-back? I mean, that's a short list. There's mm-hmm. like, you know, Kelsey Grammer, Billy Louise Dreyfus, Newhart, Ed O'Neill,
mm-hmm.
Billy Gardell. So I don't know. I'm on a Cal Ripken streak at this point. I just got to not get hurt. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying not to get hurt, twist an ankle. But we're coming into season 4, and it's just been a gift. There's a Nigerian comedian, Gina Yashere, helped create this show with mm-hmm. them to keep everything legitimate on the Nigerian side of the family. And she co-created and is now helping executive produce the show. And then I was around Chuck's team, which is like playing for the Yankees, you know, and I can't believe it happened. I've been hit with the lucky stick, man. I count my blessings every day, and I try to tell the cast every day, man, look, this is ending. Just remember, it's ending. So what you do today counts. It's ending. They're going to take all this away, and there's going to be 5 people that don't look like us here in a couple of years. So enjoy today. Take it seriously, but enjoy it. And I think that's the key, because all that other stuff you can't control. You know, you can't control the
whether you stay on the air.
The ratings or whether I had one of the younger cast members say, well, how do we know if we're doing good? And I said, well, when you pull into the lot, I said, if that gate goes up, we're doing good. If that gate
stuck,
you might as well start auditioning for yogurt commercials. So that's, you know, just pay attention to what you can do on the field. That's all.
Then you got to reach out to Acrisure. See if your insurance is.
I'm going down to Ambassol Stadium. You just want to go? No one knows. I don't know. Ambassol. I was down at Ambassol Sunday.
Down there in
Ambassol is a great word for that. I might have to borrow that on NFL Network. And my shout out to you, a little wink through the NFL Network television screen.
I love it.
Oh, man, you're just a delight, Billy Gardell. Season 4 at Bob Hart's Abishol, again, premieres September 19th, Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS, available to stream live and on demand on Paramount+. New episodes air on both of those platforms every Monday after that. So, again, you look great, man.
Thank you, brother.
TJ, who's also from Western PA over there.
TJ, I remember you from last time.
Yes, sir.
Doing,
yes, sir. I'm great, man. Good to see you.
He was saying, he was asking if your Permane Brothers career is
he
over.
He did, yeah. My Permane Brothers days are over, unfortunately. Over. Oh. You know, I can only eat like
the
two
Oyster House
of
days
food.
Are over?
I told you, all the restaurants, they flew their flags at half mast and drove by, and they were just out front.
Which one would retire your placemat?
Who would retire my jersey? There's a couple that would retire my jersey.
What do you got?
I would say Permane's will retire my jersey. Portillo's. Italian Beef would probably retire my jersey. Mm. Luminaldo's Pizza in Chicago would retire my. There's a lot. I'd have to do a retirement tour. I'd have to get like a Madden cruiser and go around and.
Gina retirement
like
tour?
Yeah, like that's exactly like the Gina tour.
Like Coach K? Like Coach K?
Just be up there. This is the greatest day of my life.
People are going around to restaurants around the country looking up and seeing Billy Gardell's placemat on the rafters. Wow, he was here too, huh?
Yeah. Jersey bib. Oh, that's Gardell. Yeah, exactly.
He was a legend in the game.
I like shopping in normal stores, though. I'll tell you that.
That's a
different world.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I've been in the fat guy store my whole life. You know, you do one lap, you're done. It's, you know, you get a suit or you get a purple jogging suit or you get an oversized polo shirt. That's it.
Right.
So walking into Macy's was like, it was like Willy Wonka. It's like, come with me. Like, wow, they got different stuff.
Before that, it was good day, sir.
Good day, sir. I said good day. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Good day, sir. You're in the wrong store. Good day, sir. At Billy Gardell on Twitter. Everybody check out Bob Hart's Abishola premiere Monday, September 19th.
We're a sweet show. Come
Make sure the gate keeps going up for him and the cast when they walk in.
That's
and
how you know
the
you're
lot.
Doing good. This, no bueno. This. Very good.
Enjoy the Steelers season, too.
Thank you for having me. Good luck Anytime. To you, Jets. Thanks. And your Michigan boys started off strong. I think you're going to be just fine.
They did. And didn't you once put a candle in a cathedral for the Jets one time because we could help you make the playoffs?
Put a candle in St. Patrick's in New York City on a rainy night praying that the Jets would upset the Patriots.
And how'd that work for you?
I,
there is no God, is there?
Well,
you became an atheist after that. Huh?
Nah, I'm too messed up to not have a God. But I would say that I think God just some things he comes up short on. Like there's certain things he can't do. So the Jets beating the Pats.
Oh my God, Billy Gardell. Thanks.
Oh, by
for
the way,
on,
before
yes.
you start a blog about yeah. how I think God can't do something, that's a joke.
It's called a joke.
It's a joke.
Yes, I feel the same way. We need to back our play. But I got your back, man.
Thank you, bro.
Billy Gardell, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That's true when your business is growing fast, and even more true when there's a lot of uncertainty. Inflation is definitely very unpredictable, and supply chains are the same way. Not every business, though, is in the dark. Why? Because over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite by Oracle gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, of course, inventory, so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. NetSuite helps you identify rising costs. You can automate your manual business processes and then go see where you save your money. Know your numbers, know your business, get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. We're so close to week one, guys. It's tomorrow.
So close.
And then after
like 29 Bills Rams, and a half hours.
Bills Rams, what a remarkable piece of steak to place on the plate right off the bat as an appetizer. And then the dessert is Russell Wilson let's riding into Seattle, where Geno Smith, our second hour guest, said, let's work. That's his hashtag. Let's work.
Let's work.
One's riding, one's working.
So you're saying that that's the dessert game?
That's the dessert game.
So that would mean the Sunday night game would be the main course then?
That would be one of the main courses, yeah.
I say Tampa. That's pre-dessert. Like, you have like a post-dinner,
maybe
not
that's the dessert. That's the dessert, and Monday night is the, you know,
coffee.
The limoncello.
Yeah.
Well, there's less pie.
Saturday night's the varsity game, though. We understand that.
Sunday night is Bucks at Cowboys, which is going to be amazing.
Varsity.
Tom Brady's never lost to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, there's a first time for everything.
And then there are four late games. Talk about late games. How about Kansas City at Arizona? How about Green Bay at Minnesota? Oh. How about Raiders at Chargers? Oh. Giants taking on the Titans as well. 9:00 Eastern games, and we're going to run through all of these games over the next couple of days, including Patriots at Dolphins.
Yeah,
we land there because Mike McDaniel is already showing off his skill, talking to the media. Can't wait to see what it looks like with game management. Tua's accurate throwing, most accurate thrower in the game today, Tua Tagovailoa, getting out there. Mike McDaniel, with his first press conference prior to a game as head coach of a team taking on Bill Belichick. We remember Rex Ryan once said he wasn't going to kiss Bill Belichick's rings. How does Mike McDaniel handle this? Roll tape.
Yeah, I mean, can there be a larger disparity in career win-loss total? It would be a bigger deal, I think, if Coach Belichick and I were on the field, maybe doing like an Oklahoma drill. But I don't foresee that happening. I don't think the fans would really pay for that.
That's amazing.
That's the way he handles it.
Love it.
Two drink minimum.
He's great.
Is Dan Soder writing his material? Is his buddy Soder writing that material?
That would be awesome. Maybe.
Because he's got it.
He's very good.
He's got it, man. And I can't wait to see the game management. Mike McDaniel, how does this offense look? I mean, the Dolphins are fascinating. And that's part of the backdrop.
Maybe no Jalen Waddle.
Is that right, huh?
Tua said if twice when talking about Jalen Waddle.
No, that would be a shame.
Out there on Sunday.
That would be a shame. That would be a shame. Belichick, how does he handle the reverse? Because if this was Patrick Beverly, right, then Belichick's coaching alongside McDaniel, right?
Yeah, because they're both
in the game.
It's
not the other way around.
Yeah.
Right? Even though the Patriots made the playoffs last year. So, I mean, that's maybe where the Pat Bev analogy breaks down.
Yeah, that's true.
But here you go. This was Bill Belichick on the Dolphins on their week one docket from today. That's today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
This is Coach McDaniels, obviously his first game, but being familiar with his style, this couple days of practice, what are some last things you're going to put in to get ready for that offense?
Whatever we think is whatever we think we need.
Come on, people.
By the way, birds are really loud
really
in South
loud,
Florida.
Really loud in South Florida. Yeah.
Really loud. It's like almost a Hitchcock movie.
I think it's really hot and humid down. They have kind of a heat wave going like we've got one here.
Dude, I mean, 100 degrees in Los Angeles for a week plus is it's tough to beat. That's a high bar.
I mean, 109 in my crib.
Dude.
Not fun.
So, there you go. That's Bill. Bill even talked about it's hot down here in Miami, right?
He did. He's like, welcome to Florida.
It's hot. That was some loud birds, man.
So loud.
What is going on there? What are the birds doing down there?
As Brian Fellows would say, that bird sounds crazy. I'm Brian Fellows.
No, that's not that. I mean, the birds sounded like they're electrified.
Oh, gosh.
So we're all set for that Dolphins-Patriots matchup, week one.
Yeah.
Fun show today. Thanks to Billy Gardell. Mina Kimes, thank you to her for rolling with the punches. She was supposed to be on at the top of the hour, and then Geno Smith kindly confirmed for our show to be at the top of hour number two, so Mina moved 20 minutes, and then Geno couldn't call in until... anyway, Mina moved around her schedule to accommodate us, and thanks to Ryan Leaf as well.
Yes, sir.
For being on this show. You ready for tomorrow's show, brother? Guys, you ready for it?
I'm excited for football.
Tomorrow
baby.
Starts with this show and then ends with an actual National Football League game that's being played.
An actual game
and then
actually being played.
On tomorrow's program, Dabo Swinney will join us.
Dabo.
Wonder what advice he gave Trevor Lawrence. Don't worry. Your next coach won't ditch you. Thomas Dimitroff. Eric Wood will be in studio. A Buffalo Bill.
Former
Bill will be in studio. Yep. And we get set for football.
Football!
Are you ready for some football?
Even though Bill Simmons says I ended the season already.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.